Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. We're so glad that you joined us. My name's Pastor Kevin Radlin, as you already know, and we are just so excited that you tuned in today. We consider it an honor that you would take the time to listen to the program, listen to us as we share the Word of God with you. We share topics. We're a topical Bible study here at 91.5 FM and on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net, which is the church website for Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island. So we're located over here in East Merritt Island over at 1250 North Banana River Drive, and we'd always love to have you come out and join us for a service on Sunday. We have 8:30 and 10:30 services going on, and I just want to give you an open invite for that. But once again, we are a topical Bible study, and I always like to do the program with the guest, and today I have my longtime running special guest, Miss Patty Wilson.
Hello, Patty. There.
Welcome
How
to
you
the
doing?
Program.
Oh, doing thank great. You. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so glad to have you. And, you know, me and Patty have known each other for years and years and years. We've done ministry together. We've done life together. She's got a lot of wisdom. I've seen her run ladies' ministries. I've seen you minister to people that have struggled through addiction. I've seen you reach out into, you know, the church and, mm-hmm. and just sow your life into the kingdom of God, Patty. So I just am so blessed to have you here as a part of the team on Turn the Light
Thank
On,
you.
And I think you have a lot of wisdom and a lot of powerful insight to offer those who are listening. So once again, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I appreciate all that.
Yeah, no worries. Well, you know, I mean, it's true.
Well, thank
so
you.
So sometimes we need to make sure we're speaking the truth. Mm. And, you know, I usually like to have our co-host bring the topic. So, you know, it just keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, I hear you.
So what do you got for us today? What are you thinking about for a topic today?
I was scrolling through Facebook, I think it was, the other day, and you know those reels, you can get watching those mm-hmm. reels.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the preachers that I follow came up with a statement, and it just went off in my spirit.
Okay.
And it was, walk into that room like God sent you there.
Oh, nice.
And I thought of many times that I've done that, and many times I haven't.
Sure.
And I think it's something that we all want.
Yeah.
But he's not talking about coming into the room, you know, in a cocky, look at me, you know.
Right, right.
Big Christian and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but
like,
you
I am the answer to every problem. Look at me.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like that.
Mm-hmm. But I thought of a period of my life. Well, most of the time I do, but there was a period when I was just really learning to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Sure, man.
Go where God says go.
And he's so good, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. A lot of times you're shaking in your boots.
Yeah.
But you say, okay,
Holy
God.
Holy Spirit is throwing me on the spot so many times.
Exactly.
In my life.
Yeah. But what he's doing is he's building that God confidence on the inside of you that God will use me wherever I'm at. We've talked about it before, in
sure.
the grocery store, in the street, in the church, wherever.
Yeah.
You know, God will use you, and you go in with an attitude every day of, okay, God, what do you want to do today?
Sure.
Use me today. And that's what I thought of with walking into the room like God sent you there. So you begin to look
right.
as you grow in this, like, okay, God, who needs a word, or who do you want me to pray for today, or
yeah.
who can I encourage? And sometimes it's just simply a hug or handing somebody $10. And that's you, you know, God using you. You're
yeah.
walking in the room to be a blessing and to show the love of Christ.
That's so good. You know, one time I was walking into the Merritt Square Mall, and I was walking into the food court.
Mm-hmm.
I went, got my food, and I sat down at a table over near the jeweler. You know how they used to have the little jewelry store
yeah.
over in the corner? And I looked over across the way, and I mean, I hadn't even started eating my food yet. And the young lady was there at the counter, and I felt like the Lord said, go over and talk to her. I was like, okay, and so I got up. You know me, I'm willing to do that
sure.
stuff. And I walked over there, and I just said, I don't know. I know you don't know me, but I just felt like the Lord wanted me to come over and encourage you today. And she literally started to break down a little bit. Yep. You know, not too bad. She's holding it together. But she's like, I've been going through it. I just broke up with my, you know, fiance. We were going to get married and this and that. And, you know, I just began to encourage her just because God sent me over there. And, you know, I just began to speak a word from the Lord over her. And in that word, I said, God's got a new journey for you. God has a new direction. He's going to take you, and a year from now, you're not even going to, you know, think about this moment and this time in your life. You're going to be so blessed. I just see great change coming into your life, you know, something like that. Well, would you believe it was about a year later, I was walking through the mall, and she literally, you know, flagged me down and said, come over here.
Awesome.
And I walk over there. And she's like, you were so right. I have to share with you that, you know, I'm getting married again and this and that. And it's just been an incredible change in my life since you prayed for me that time a year ago. But she said, the weirdest thing, though, is you said, God has a new journey for me in my life. And what do you think my fiance, my husband's name is?
What
it was Journey.
Journey, I was thinking.
It was Journey.
Journey. I've
she
never
met
heard
a guy
of that
named
before.
Journey, yeah.
Wow.
And it was just an amazing time with the Lord. But the Holy Spirit, you don't even know that you're speaking prophetically sometimes when you're speaking to people and you're talking to them. And, you know, I had to walk over there like God owned that room, you know, that I was there on a divine appointment from the King of Kings to express to her her future, really. I didn't know it at the time, but I just said, God's got a new journey for you. And he's got a new journey for everybody.
Exactly.
That's moving out there. And I think we've got to be really sensitive to the Holy Spirit when we do walk into the room. You were saying that, you know, we have to walk in there like God is ready to do something right here, right now.
Yeah. And I think that's the part two is, you didn't know exactly what God wanted to say to her. You had to step out in faith and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to go over there and talk to her. And then God gives you the word. A lot of times, especially when we're first learning.
Yeah, I had nothing when I walked up.
You don't have a thing at all. I just went through that at the chiropractor's office. The receptionist sitting there, she's always smiling and happy and bubbly. And I was checking out, signing my name, and I just heard the Lord say, you know, just tell her I've got this.
Yeah.
I've got this. And that was all I had.
Right.
And that's all I said to her. I said, you know, I just heard the Lord say to tell you
I got this.
He's got this. You're coming through. He's got this.
Yeah.
And she just broke down, of course, in tears. And then when I came in the next time, she was like, you have no idea, you know. And it gave her the hope and encouragement that she needed to get through whatever it was.
Yeah, it was just a little boost for that moment. But to do that, you see, you need faith. And you need confidence. You got to know that I'm hearing God's voice, okay? And that, you know, brings you to a place where you have to know who you are in Christ.
Exactly.
Yeah. That we are God's ambassadors. We're, you know, we're the King's kids, and you know He is ready to move. We have to know that we're called by God to have those appointments. If you want to have a divine appointment, you have to believe that God is setting up those divine appointments, or you're never going to have one. You're just going to be moving through life, and you're going to just pass by opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. But, you know, so many times, though, faith demands expression. It demands testimony. You know, we've got to share.
Yep.
We've got to get busy and do what it is that God's calling us to do.
It's so good.
You know, testimonies are a part of our life of faith.
Exactly. I was reading Kenneth Hagin's book when I thought about this. And this little book, I mean, is the most powerful weapon anybody could have.
Wow.
I usually buy these by the case and I give them out to people all the time. It's a tiny little booklet by Kenneth Hagin, In Him.
Okay.
And the whole book is just full of who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, you know, so on and so forth. You've got to get this.
You have a favorite little piece
of the
book?
Yes, but yeah, I wanted to read this where you just said it. Faith demands expression and testimony. Testimony is part of the faith life. If you want to develop robust faith, then continually tell what the Lord's doing for you. The more you talk about it, the more real He becomes to you. The less you talk about it, the less real. Faith is like love. It's in the heart of the Spirit, and like love, it lives and finds its joy in a continual confession of it. In the natural, you can think of like a husband and a wife. You know, when you first fall in love, you're just, I love you, I love you, I love this person.
Yeah, right.
You're just telling everybody, and the more you do, the more it grows. And
that's so true.
Yeah, it's kind of the same way it is with your faith, with your testimony. And see, everybody has a testimony. I've had people say, well, your testimony is so powerful. You know, God did so much. And maybe somebody just grew up in the church, didn't have a big testimony of coming out of some huge crisis or something. That's still a testimony of God's grace.
It is.
And we all have one. So you're equipped to be a witness, to share.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember when I first got saved, I wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. It was such a major transition for me. I literally was just sharing this story, but I was a drug dealer, and I had, you know, sold drugs on Friday at work to people. And then I got saved over the weekend on Monday. I had a cross written on my hard hat, and they came to buy drugs for me again. And I was like, oh no, I don't do that anymore. I found Jesus. You know, on Monday after they just bought a bag of dope from me on Friday.
They're like,
now on Monday. Then they saw it though. They saw the transition, and people saw the change, you know, and it took a little bit of time. You know, I took a little persecution, but they actually saw the miracle of my transformation. Everybody I went to high school with, everybody that I knew, saw the miracle of the transformation that happened to me on a Friday night. You know, I got filled with the Holy Spirit and everything changed.
I gave
my life to God before that, and I didn't quite have the victory yet. But when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, lightning bolt from heaven style. 9 demons came out of me, knocked me to the floor. I'm shaking, and the power of God hit me so hard, Patty, that I couldn't deny. And I was instantly delivered.
That's right.
From drugs, alcohol, all that just vanished.
Man, see, that's just such a testimony. Not even what you say verbally. Like you said, they all saw that transformation taking place in your life. So your life, it's a living testimony of the power and the grace of God, because they knew that you couldn't do that on your own.
That doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
People don't just do that.
It had to be God. That's why Al, I remember when I first went on the radio years and years ago with Pastor Mike Failauer, who used to pastor our church. And Al and I were on there sharing testimony and that. And he says to Al, he said, well, what was it that finally brought you to church? And Al thought about it for a minute. He said, man, he says, I guess I have to say, I just saw such a change in her that I had to go see what it was making that change in her. Because I know there was nothing in her, you know, that could make that change and that transformation and live with him, you know, continue to live with him. And I didn't fight with him anymore. I didn't argue with him anymore. I just stopped all that. I had somebody in my life who was telling me, you know, if you stop the argument, he's looking for that argument every day because that's his excuse to go out.
Right.
So if you arguing with him, well, I can't stay here with you. And she said, so you look, there's going to be a pattern there. And I thought, okay, and I started to look, and sure enough, there was a routine. Every day, the same routine, come home from work, play with the kids for a while, eat dinner, go sit down, and then the nitpicking would start. Start the fight, then he was out till 2-3 in the morning, you know, with his buddies, and I began to see it every day. So I had to stop giving in to that if I was going to break that. I mean, there were times I had to go in the bathroom and just like,
you know,
bite my, because they know what buttons to push
to get
that old nature to come out, because you're trying to walk in that new nature. You've become a new creation in Christ Jesus. You're trying to walk that out and not do what you used to do. And sure enough, over time, it got to where I wasn't mad. I was trying not to laugh. because I could see what was going on.
Sure, because you saw the enemy schemes, you know, yeah. You see what's going on there. Well, that's what I love about it. You know, the testimonies and hearing of God's power and how God shows us and gives us wisdom. Mm-hmm. You know, in Revelation 12:11, it says that we overcome and conquer the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the what?
Word of our testimony.
You know, so sharing your testimony and telling others about what Jesus has done for you, you know, and what he is doing for you truly is making you stronger. It's giving other people hope. And that's what I hope is happening right now on the program, mm-hmm. that your faith is growing and that we're making Jesus seem more real to
yes.
you
mm-hmm.
because he's real to us. You know, most of the people that I lead to the Lord, it was through just simply sharing my testimony or just an obedient word
yeah.
like you did
mm-hmm.
at the doctor's office, at the chiropractor's. You know, God just wants me to encourage you. You know, I've never mm-hmm. truly heard the Holy Spirit tell me to go and correct somebody.
No.
You know, mm-mm. I never have. So if
me
you're
either.
Out there
yeah.
and you're like, yeah, I need to go tell them they need to stop doing this or, you know,
it's gonna
start
have the
doing
opposite
that,
effect.
It's,
yeah.
it's like a polarized magnet, you know, and you flip that magnet and it repels them.
Exactly.
And I really do feel like judgment can be a major distraction.
Mm-hmm.
towards what God is really trying to do in people's life. God
yeah.
is an encourager.
He is, and he's full of grace and mercy. And if he did that to us, we'd have never come to the Lord.
Right.
Or we'd never stuck around. If I had people in the church who just came against me and persecuted me, oh, you were a crackhead? You know,
yeah.
you can't do this, and you can't. But I thought that way about
right,
myself.
Right.
And so I didn't share my testimony for a long time because I was ashamed
yeah.
of my past, and
sure.
I thought I'd be judged. And I'd be criticized. And, you know, there was one day at church, I was stuffing envelopes with a girl, and she was talking about somebody in her family who had an addiction problem. So I began to share with her my testimony. And she was like, oh, well, you have to pray for them and, you know, pray
yeah,
with
right.
them. So she didn't judge me and say, well, you can't be here. You can't do this. You know, it was the total opposite. And that was the first time I shared my testimony and saw a positive, powerful impact.
That's so good.
And I thought, wow, okay. You know, maybe it's okay to talk about this, and I don't
right.
have to be. And then God began to deliver me from the shame
Absolutely.
Of my past.
Yeah.
And I came out of hiding. And so as time went on, I became more and more confident in who I was in Christ, and that my past was part of my testimony. He was going
right.
to use that, and he used it over and over and over again.
Yeah. So for me, I see a lot of power in the fact that you don't have to tell people they're sinners.
That's right.
They already
know. Yeah.
You don't have to bring that to light. You don't have to, you know, bring them to this place of recognizing who they are. They already know.
Mm-hmm.
But that you do need to tell them Jesus loves them, and that's what made the difference in you.
Absolutely.
That's what made the difference in me. The power of God hit me, and the love of God hit me, and it changed my whole world, because now I know that God is with me and he's for me, and it was just powerful.
It is. There's
it was just
nothing
a powerful
like it.
Moment. So
no. And when you share that, I mean, people feel and they sense. You can say something as simple as God loves you. And if God's called you to say that and share that, there's an anointing on that. They feel it, they sense it, and they know it. And that's why one little word can have such a huge impact, enough impact to totally change somebody's life. It's amazing. I just love it. And actually in John 14:12, Jesus said, he that believes in me and the works that I do, he will do also, and even greater. And so we're like, who am I? What can I do? Well, this is what he says you can do. Even
Absolutely.
Greater works than he did, if you're willing to step out and go and share your testimony.
Yeah, that is so good. You know, Philippians 4:13 said, you know, and what greater testimony is there than this, that
mm-hmm.
we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You know, our flesh and our natural reasonings, they will limit us to our own abilities. And and you'll say, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here today to tell you that you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy to talk to people when you know it's the voice of the Lord that's going to talk through you, mm-hmm. and it's not you. It's God is going to give you the words. And like you said, I didn't know what I was going to say. You don't know what you're going to say, yeah. but when you walk up, the Spirit of God in us takes over, and the words just start to flow. And that's that whole, with Christ in us, we can do all things, and mm-hmm. know all things, and experience all things. It's powerful, you know, because through Christ, we're not limited, because the strength of God and, you know, the ability of God is ours. I mean, look at Acts 1:8. It says, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, power to be a witness. Mm-mm. That's what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Sharing our testimony and you know, walking into a room knowing that God sent you there is all based in that, knowing yep. that the power of God is in you. You're His ambassador. You're ready to go. At any moment, mm-hmm. God could unleash heaven through you.
See, you change the atmosphere when you walk into the room. Marie said yes. that to me this morning.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, that's so powerful that you literally can change the atmosphere when you walk into a room. We've all probably experienced where you can walk into the room and you can feel darkness sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you just feel it, or you feel heaviness like depression, things like that. You just feel it, and it's like, I'm coming in, and I take authority yeah. over this darkness, and I command you to go. And you literally feel the change. You see people change.
Oh yeah,
it's amazing.
Well, I've been invited to a party, and I don't think people thought I would show up, and then I show up, and the whole room changes.
Exactly.
When Pastor Kevin's here,
the
drinks
stops,
start going.
Right?
The cuss words stop. The drinks start sliding under things and around things, but you know what? I'm not there to judge. I'm not there to be, you know, someone that's looking down on people for where they're at mm-hmm. in their life. God has called us, you know, Jesus ate with the publicans, he ate with the sinners, he ate with the tax collectors, and the religious people looked at him and said, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. Look at him. He hangs out with these rough people. Well, Jesus said, they're the ones that need the physician.
Exactly, yeah.
So those who are sick are the ones that need the physician. So I'm going to them because they need to hear the truth. And the Bible says we'll know the truth, and the truth will what?
Set you free.
And I got set free from hearing the truth and the truth coming into my life. And I believe anybody and everybody that's listening today can be set free and experience the truth in their life
Amen.
As well. So you know what? We encourage you. Give your life to Jesus and never look back
Amen.
And walk into the room knowing that God has a plan and a purpose for you. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Amen.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming around. We know he's coming around. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We just want to say thank you to our sponsors, and I want to say thank you to Patty for being here with us today. We've been talking about walking into the room like God sent you there. And Patty, you were pretty excited about that scripture in Acts chapter 1. Why don't you share a little bit more with us here as we close out the program?
Acts 1:8 tells us that we'll receive power when the Holy Spirit's come upon us, power to be a witness. And the word power here actually means ability. You will receive the ability of God to be a witness by sharing your testimony. And remember, we talked about earlier, the more you share
absolutely.
It, the stronger you're going to get, the more real it becomes.
It's like a muscle.
Exactly.
Working
you're
out at the
building
gym.
Your faith in that. And so then you come to the point where you are literally walking into the room knowing that God sent
confident
you there.
Confident that God has sent you there.
Yes, you have God's favor, his ability, and you can change the atmosphere when you walk in the room.
You know, God's going to use you guys. So those of you who are listening today, God will use you. But you have to know that you have favor and you have authority and you have been given the rights and the privilege of being God's ambassador here on the earth. And you know what? The Holy Spirit will anoint you in each moment for that moment. Mm-hmm. He'll give you the words to speak in that moment.
Because you have what somebody else needs.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And that's the Holy Spirit in us.
Amen.
You know, I love that because we're the tabernacle. We are God's, you know, temple. Now he's living in us. So powerful, guys. I hope you've really enjoyed the program today here at Turn the Light On and walk into the room like God sent you, wherever you go.
That's right.
And you'll begin to see powerful displays of God's power and his presence in the lives of those people that you're willing to reach out to and touch.
Amen.
I also wanted to take a moment and invite each and every one of you out because here at Lighthouse Church, we are having a Holy Land experience the entire month of September. We're going to celebrate the Fall Feast of Jesus every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. We're going to be teaching on Feast of Trumpets on September the 13th, September the 16th. We're going to have a trumpet celebration at 6, September the 18th and 19th. We're going to do a movie night on the Biblical Highway. Then the 20th, we're going to do an atonement teaching on the Feast of Tabernacles. And then listen to this, September 27th, we're going to have a special Torah scroll presentation. We will have a Torah scroll here on the property. And then October the 4th, we're going to celebrate Tabernacles and guest musicians from Israel will be here and we're going to build a sukkah. And it's going to be a crazy time of just history and seeing God move and celebrating the Old Testament and all of that and seeing how Jesus fulfilled it all.
Awesome.
We hope you can join us. For more info, go to the church website or give us a call at the office at 321-452-1012. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marathon, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.